Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon, and thank you for returning to Sheffield Live 93.2 for the second part of Swing Time today. Mike Coates here with a further selection of jazz, swing and blues. Although obviously a tribute band of one kind or another, I don't think you would have any difficulty in determining which big band the broadcast, the recording was aimed at. And indeed, it goes to show that the old saying, great minds think alike, is obviously exceedingly true, because it's the Count Basie band that John finished his session with, but played here by the Gene Harris Big Band. And the title of the album is a tribute to Count Basie, as you would expect. And the correct name of the Gene Harris Band is the Gene Harris All-Star Big Band. And yes, the All-Stars come thick and fast on this one. John Faddis, Snooky Young, Conti Condoli and Frank Zarbo, with Bobby Bryant, trumpets, Charlie Loper, Bill Watrous, Thurman Green and Garnet Brown, and on trombones, with Bill Reichenbach on bass trombone. Marshall Royal, Bill Green, Jack Kelso, altos, Bob Cooper, Plas Johnson on tenors, also Jack Nimitz in there on baritone. Gene Harris was the pianist, of course. Jeff Hamilton, a friend indeed of our colleague John Yule on drums, and Ray Brown, no less, on bass. That was recorded in Burbank, California, between March and June 1987. The title of the track was Blues for Pepper, and I've got to assume that's Blues for Pepper Adams, although he doesn't appear on the disc, and I'm not aware of any significant date relative to that recording. However, Blues for Pepper by the Gene Harris All-Star Big Band. Well, I think they got the All-Star bit right, and I'm sure you would agree that was a fine performance. Some blues now. A blues-oriented pianist. And you know that I'd like to include a pianistic offering on my playlists. This is one of, in my book, one of the top pianists, jazz pianists of all time. This is Hampton Hawes, alongside Ray Brown again, and Shelly Mann on drums, playing When I Grow Too Old to Dream. It was recorded in Los Angeles on the 14th of August, 1976. Hampton Hawes, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. Thank you. Well, I do hope that the title of that last track isn't an omen directed at this presenter. Some blues now to ensure that our full complement of jazz styles contained under our banner, Swing Time, is maintained. Chicago, September 1995, was the recording location and date for Big Time Sarah Streeter, indicating that at least 30 years ago, the Windy City could still claim to be a major centre for blues performances. The track we're to hear is Long Tall Daddy, sung by Big Time Sarah, and the personnel are Big Time Sarah Streeter vocal, Tony Lawrence piano, Emery Williams guitar, Bill Hargrave bass, and Ricky Nelson drums, recorded in Chicago on the 26th of September 1965, Long Tall Daddy.
Yeah.
fine down-home blues there from big-time Sarah Streeter. Well, in keeping with the usual pattern of events of recent years, during the past week I have heard the first mention of Christmas 2024. So I thought Swing Time should jump on the bandwagon and attract some attention to the show. I do hope you will find our reference to the festive season somewhat less in the face to the usual hardcore commercial approaches we experience when we are told it's all downhill to Christmas now. And I've chosen Dick Wellstud to give us a flavour, perhaps, of Christmas when he plays the classic piece Snowy Morning Blues, a composition from the father of stride piano, James P. Johnson. Snowy Morning Blues, played by Dick Wellstud on piano, recorded Lexington, Massachusetts on the 12th of December 1975.
Thank you.
Well, from one classic piano piece to another. A performance from Carnegie Hall now by two makers and shakers in the development of jazz music, Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane. They play the Monk jazz classic, Blue Monk. Thelonious on piano, John Coltrane on tenor, of course, with Ahmed Abdul-Malik bass, Shadow Wilson on drums, and it was recorded in Carnegie Hall, New York City, on the 29th of November 1957. It was recorded for a broadcast by people of my generation, the world famous Voice of America program from Washington, D.C. And I wonder how many veteran Swingtime listeners used to crouch over various wireless sets of various ages, listening to the marvellous music that was emceed by Willis Conover. Anyway, here is Blue Monk from Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Well, that may well have been recorded by Voice of America for one of their broadcasts, but you are listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And this is Swing Time with your host for this second half, Mike Coates. Having heard two giants of our music, here is another from another major concert hall, this time in a capital city. Dizzy Gillespie, I think, may have recently been on holiday when he appeared in Paris for this recording, and his holiday may well have been in the West Indies. We don't get the steel drum band supporting Dizzy's vocal, but the sidemen he has certainly help in keeping the feeling of the Caribbean sun shining, which is, I think, a little more than you can say it is at the moment, and we feel for the people out there. This is Oh Joe by the Dizzy Gillespie Group, with Dizzy Gillespie trumpet and vocal, James Moody tenor and flute, Kenny Barron trumpet, Chris White bass, and Rudy Collins drums, recorded in the Olympia Theatre, Paris, 24th of November, 1965. Oh, Joe!
And Joe went to Benny. Joe had one just too many. So when Sue said, "It's time to leave," Joe started rolling up his sleeve.
Oh, Joe.
He tried to beat his wife.
Oh,
he nearly lose his life.
Oh,
every time he raised his hand, she knocked him in the head with the frying pan.
Oh,
he got up off the floor.
Oh,
and tried to reach the door.
Oh,
but she caught him as he ran and knock him in the head with the frying pan. Now Joe went out a little later. He was driving freight elevator, but all day long he wore his hat to hide a lump as big as that. He tried to beat his wife. He nearly blow the life. Every time he raised his hand, she struck him. He got up off the floor and tried to reach the door. But she caught him as he ran and knocked him in the head with some chitlin' grease. Army, thanks.
to fight for his Uncle Sammy. He came right through without a scratch, but now I'm Freddy's mad, he matched. He tried to whoop his wife, he nearly blowed his life. Every time he raised his hand, she knocked him in the head with the frying pan. He got up off the floor and tried to reach the door, but she got him as he ran and knocked him in the head with the frying pan.
A further connection with Dizzy Gillespie on the turntable now. In the latter part of the 1950s, the piano player engaged in the Gillespie groups of that period was Junior Mance, a forceful, no-prisoners-taken keyboard man renowned for his powerful blues interpretations. A rather different Junior Mance has emerged, however, on a disc which has come my way recently. This is on singer Irene Cravell's album, Better Than Anything, recorded for Richard Bock's World Pacific label. Sadly, Irene Cravell died in August 1978, aged 46. I feel sure that you would agree that Junior Mance's accompaniment enhances this fine singer's approach to this Cole Porter significant composition, with the pianist's effort quite subdued when compared to, say, his performance on the well-known Gillespie Verve album, Half Trumpet Will Excite. So, here is Irene Cravell with Guess I'll Hang Out My Tears to Dry, with Junior Mance piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Mickey Roker drums, and this was recorded in Los Angeles on the 17th or 18th of June 1963. Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy, must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly. My little memories remind him of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget. forget about him. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without him. Then one day, he passed me right by. I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Well, again, the gremlins seem to have struck. I would like to know who has it in for us on Swing Time. I could turn some heavy-duty people on them, I think. However, tempus fugit once again. And once again, I'm obliged to bring our 2 hours of swing time to a close. I do hope you've enjoyed our selections today. And I'd like to thank John for his input earlier on. Some exciting new discs, I thought, in his presentation today. And certainly I'm going to look forward to hearing some more tracks from the CDs that he's graced us with today. So, Mike Coates saying thank you for listening. John and I do hope to be back next week, when we hope you can join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. And of course, do take care out there. We'll go out with some British musicians to end the programme. And after having been crouched over our radios for Voice of America, I wonder if you might also remember the musicians on this quartet. The group is the Harry Klein Quartet, and the musicians involved are Harry Klein baritone, Max Harris on piano, Sammy Stokes on bass, and Eddie Taylor on drums. Recorded in London on the 24th of May 1955, I'll Remember April. Thank you.